tending to have a court case in a local court over a problem with tax evasion. And myself. I've never seen a person like this. It's a mess. A complete mess. His life was completely shattered. His married life almost fell apart. He's not the only kid. His business fell apart because he just didn't know how to relate properly to his customers. He neglected himself, he couldn't come away. Literally within a few weeks, he turned from a very well balanced, well functioning individual to a complete nothingness. This is over a court case over tax evasion. It wasn't even fraud, it was tax evasion, which isn't considered a crime in this country. It's not considered a terrible crime. In America, it's not a crime. Here, it's not considered a crime. Evasion is bad as fraud. It's two different things. America, evasion is fraud. Here, it's not. And it talked about, talking about Knossos. It was not talking about jail sentence. It was talking about fine, not talking about jail sentence. Okay, it was serious, but nothing outstanding. Hashem should never curse us, but it wasn't outstanding. The guy turned into a mess. And I got tremendous physics from it, because I saw that this person standing in front of a court case, how much effort, how much thought, how much panic this person is going through before he gets to a very negligible compared to the court case we are undergoing next few days. Here we're not talking about fine, here we're talking about coming to the trauma with nothing. Whatever we have this year, we have this year. We start again, fresh next year. We have absolutely nothing on record. Not as if we have everything, let's just carry on. If we come to Rosh Hashanah, we have nothing. I'm going to go into too much detail, but it's the one drop that says you've not seen a person for 12 months, and they say Baruch Mechai Nathan. Says a Marashah, why say Baruch Mechai Nathan? So Baruch Hashanah Hashem, and the king of Baruch Mechai Nathan. Why says Marashah? Because Vadai, he's gone through Rosh Hashanah within those 12 months. If he's been to Rosh Hashanah in those 12 months, it must be that he was supposed to have been killed, because at the end of the year you have nothing, and Hashem gave him a new life until the next year. And therefore he makes Baruch Mechai Mason for the fact that Hashem gave him a new life. In other words, we're all Mason. And the fact that Kodesh Baruch allowed us to live another year is Mechaye Mason. Kodesh Baruch has given us a new life as a Mason. Halacha L'maaseh say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, say Shem Malchus. That is what we have. We have absolutely come to Rosh Hashanah with nothing. Not Torah, in other words, what the sectors we've learned, not so much to make us lose it like that. With the money we have, the health we have, nothing. And we just go through it. Oh, we're showing a couple of days, and it's by our apple and our honey and our pomegranate, and we get a bit of a haircut. And what is it? So, one chat is cautious, we don't realize what's happening. You know the famous muscle about the horse? You know the famous muscle? A guy was hired from put it in more modern terms. It has to be old fashioned. Somebody hired a balagola, a wagon driver, to go and take some merchandise across the border. Okay? So, and this was merchandise that was, they were caught with this merchandise and didn't declare it, it all get taken away, be a lot of trouble, lose a lot of money. The guy who ordered the balagola, the guy who ordered the wagon driver, he was really nervous days before. What's going to happen? They catch me at the border with all this stuff. They confiscate it and be put in jail. He was nervous a long time before. But the wagon driver is nervous. Why? Because the position they made was that if you get caught, I'm not paying you. I'm not paying you. I only pay with money out. So he's nervous not so long before. Because the worst is, you won't get paid. But he's nervous as he comes towards the border, he gets nervous. There's one thing that doesn't get nervous. They're the horses. Horses are not nervous at all, they know nothing. That is Rosh Hashanah. Some people are very nervous months before. Oh, Rosh Hashanah. Some people say, already, months Rosh Hashanah, they're worried about next Rosh Hashanah. Some people, Elul will wake up. Some people, when you wake up, Slichus. Those people who are not nervous at all about Rosh Hashanah are because they're a bunch of horses. They have no concept of Kedusha, they have no concept of Din, they have no concept of relationship, etc. That is why they're not nervous. the mice are the first to be nervous about. The question is, why are we the mice are so calm? Why aren't we freaking out? Why aren't there people from the Chachamim walking around with a smile on their face? It is nerve-wracking, it's panic. Why? There's a Darke Musa, because we have to remember one thing, and that is, even with all the din, and even with all that's going on, it's a nicer, it's Avinu not Kedun. It's Avinu not Kedun. The Melech who's doing judgment with us is Avinu, it's our Father. And with all that's going on, with everything that's going on, all the Chaymer Hadin, we have a loving Father who is looking over to us and saying, Klal Yisrael, I love you. I'm doing it for your sake. I'm doing it in order to make you aware to have a relationship with me. For you to be redirected back into the path of sanity and reality. That is why I'm doing Rosh Hashanah. It's Avinu Malkeinu. I'm not doing it because I'm vengeful. I'm not doing it because I'm a God who wants to catch you out. There's a whole Christian concept of God is so contrary to the Jewish concept. The Christian concept of God is, what have you done to save yourself? Which means, default, you're doomed, or damned, or lost, right? What have you done to get out of that position? We say, Elokai, Neshomosh, and the start of Bito Hirahi, unless you've messed it up, we're fine. It's a complete coming from opposite direction. We believe that we are actually going in the right way, and if we mess up, then we have to do tshuva. But the Maaseh Kodesh Baruch Hu doing it once a year, Kosher refocusing, redirecting us, telling us, Klal Yisrael, remember where you're going, remember what you're doing, remember what life is all about. It's Avinu Malkeinu doing it for your good. The Rebbe of Blaser brings a moshul. He said that the father and the son were walking through a very, very thick forest, and the son was enamored by the very different vegetation, the plants growing all over. So the son managed to slip his hand away from the father, and he ran away. And he wanted to pick some mushrooms, and pick some this, and pick some that. And as he ran away, he realized he was trying to get back to his father, who got completely lost. And there were tall trees. And as he went further away, he went even further away, tried to come back, and he got even lost, and even deeper into the forest. And eventually, the sun went down, it got darker and darker. And then he heard all the noises. He heard wild animals, and he heard bandits. And he was shaking his poor boy nose. Who knows if I'm making another 5 minutes? Who knows? And he hears footsteps coming, crunching towards him. He thought, you know, maybe these people are going to kill me, take away my money. And all of a sudden, he gets slapped across his face. And he looks, and he recognizes him. Somebody yells at him, how dare you run away? He says, Daddy! Daddy! What's going on here? You just got a slap across your face. So however terrible it is, you get a slap across your face, the mice are protected. The mice have got my father. Rosh Hashanah is all about the mice coming to them. It's scary, but the mice, we've got our father. With all what's going on, with all the stuff across our face, the mice we have, we know it's Rabbeinu Shlom. We know that ultimately we are coming back to him. Ultimately, he's the one sitting in this. And therefore, we have to appreciate that a time that is dreadful, a time that is awesome, but the mice is Rabbeinu Malkin, and remember both. There are very, very few parts of Rosh Hashanah that describe in such detail exactly what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. We speak about Malkiyas, we speak about the famous Shepherds, but there's one Pismon, the background of the story is quite stunning. The whole Pismon is an extra Yetzirah in Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf, a little bit in Shacharit as well, but ultimately the highlight of certainly Chazonos on Rosh Hashanah, but the highlight of the Musa on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is by all means the Son of Tzedakah. The Son of Tzedakah is we actually come to reality. What does it mean to me? What does it mean to me? Mi yichye, mi yomu, mi oni, mi yoshe. It actually, and you picture back, remember last year, you know, the famous story, somebody went to a Rebbe, and he had a terrible cold. So the Rebbe said to him, oh, when did you have this cold from? He said, oh, you know, I tell you, I had the cold from Hanukkah. I went outside Hanukkah and I lit the candles, and in the street, and it was freezing cold. I got a cold. Rabbi said, you shake, didn't get it? And he got it from Rosh Hashanah. That's when you got your cold. If you've been in the Rosh Hashanah Musa, you're going to get a cold then. Okay, you're sitting with Hanukkah. It's very Schneider. Yeah, you got a cold then? This is what happened, which means Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, look back in the last year, all the tragedies that happened in the world. never, people dying in car accidents, people falling in, drowning. I have my brother, my nephew, has a first cousin. He was married for 3 months. He went with his wife to Ashdod Beach. Right, he's sitting on the rock, fully dressed, sitting on the rock, a wave came, threw him off the rock, threw him into the sea, and he washed away. He said his wife managed to bring a lifeguard. He was severely brain damaged. He died a few days later. She's pregnant. Right? This is literally married for 3 months. Right? Neither mine, neither age. Neither mine, neither age. This is serious stuff. Neither mine, neither age. I remember Gates of Rock, this public of Rockwell. His son, Mr. Sun Brown in the swimming pool with Madras with a cat. Sun Brown and the Shalation was doing Elul. So myself, someone of Angabun. His hesed was on the sun is taken, Kedush Atayoi. He went slowly. Mi ba mai mu mi bo eish. Everyone goes, but that is what's happening. It was Nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. Nechtam Yom Kippur, depends if you're Tzaddik or Rosh, whatever it is, Beini, but this is what's going to happen. And therefore, this is reality, and therefore, we all get very Mo'ira. And we're even. So, how do we get out of this? With all that, Shuvah, Tefillah, Tzok, my Venus, for everything. Yep, Shuvah, Tefillah, Tzok. I want to work through Shuvah, Tefillah, Tzok. I want to work through these three things, very briefly, you know, ideas behind it that's going to help us focus on these three things. In other words, with all the terrible things that's going on, there are ways out of it, and actually a guarantee to secure yourself, Ma'avir and Israel Gzeira, that can completely eradicate the Gzar Din of Chas V'Sholem, that's going to be contrary to our wishes, can be eradicated with truth of Philistocker. Now let's work with truth. The Pasuk says, Loim Eva Layomhi, Leimoy Miyav Lona Hashemaino. It's referring to the parsha of Shuvah. Now, what does it mean? Loi ma'eva layom hi. Now, what does it mean? Loi b'ashamayim hi. Ki yikarev elecha dovah ma'oi. The Mefarshim explain that this. The Dichamev, the Rukun, said that this. People believe that Shuvah is based on outside circumstances. In other words, people believe that if I would have been, of course I can't do Shuvah, if I would have been, you know, in Kelm, learning Musa, I would have had an Elul. Yeah, but where am I? I'm working here, I'm working in the city of London, you know, I'm working in Canary Wharf, I'm working in wherever it is. How can I possibly, you know, I'm working with in a material world, how can I possibly be involved in Shuvah? If I were being held, that would be a problem. If I had had a Rebbe like Vital Talanta, I would have had an Elul fire. Look at my Rebbe's, you know, they're not Vital Talanta. If I would be in Uman, then I'd have a Rosh Hashanah. But where am I? Nebuchadnezzar, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and the Emirates of Eretz Yisrael. How can you compare to Uman? This is all things people say, and therefore ultimately they bring excuses why they're off doing Shuvah. No, if I wouldn't be married, if I'd be a bocha today, I would have known how to use a bocha. You know, you grow up. If I wouldn't have had a white beard, you know, if I'd have a black beard, I'd have the koyach to Shuvah. Yeah, there's certain people with certain very well-known personalities. And the Maisa, I believe, is a minus. He believes in Hashem. I believe. He's a famous film star. And I asked him why he doesn't do Shuvah. He said, I'm too old. If I would be younger, I would have done Shuvah. I understood. But people say, if only I could. Loi me'eva layom hi means, Loi me'eva layom hi means, don't say for 1 second, there's me'eva layom. In other words, the Medrash brings down, the Targum Yerushalmi brings down, don't say, if I would have had me'eva layom, if I would have had a Yoina, come and give me Musa, Yoina loves to give me Musa, I would have done Shuvah. Loi me'eva layom hi, it's not me'eva layom. Don't blame Shuvah on me'eva layom. Don't blame Shuvah, Loi b'ashamayim hi leimo. It says the Targum Yerushalmi, if I would have a Moshe Rabbeinu teaching me how to do tshuva, I'll do tshuva. No, kikoreiv einecha hadavam ma'oyt v'fichu b'vokal ha'tzeitzei. Tshuva is within you. Where you are, how you are, what you're doing. In other words, if you're living in a certain society, if you're doing a certain job, then you have a possibility to do tshuva, because within you, that is the koyach. Within you, within you, you have that strength. Don't blame it, don't rely on other people to be ma'ir you. You've got to make your own chesed nefesh. You've got to work out what are your strengths, what's your potential, what are your challenges, and put them all together and come up with results. That is tshuva. What am I struggling with? How do I wish to make it better next year? Don't come back the same thing again and again. Don't rely on other people to be ma'ir you. It's yourself. You've got to rely, you've got to build on yourself. You've got to work on yourself. Odom yedeya moras nafsho, a person knows their own problems. That is tshuva. There's a famous, beautiful story, a true story of Simcha Bina of Shishta. He said there's once a yid called Rabbi Isaac, and Rabbi Isaac had continuously had dreams. He lived in Krakow, and he had dreams that under a bridge in Prague there's a treasure there. You ever heard this, Marshall? This story is a true story. Under a bridge in Prague there's a treasure there. So he has the story again and again. He tells about this, once, twice, okay, but three, four, five times, I've got to go to Prague. Why is this in the HR unit? What are you wasting your time for? No, I've got to go. Fine, packs up his things, took a long travel all the way from Krakow to Prague, a long way from Poland to Prague, Czechoslovakia, it's a long way, goes all the way there, and he goes to this bridge and he finds it. Amazing. Mamashak, Google Earth, you got this bridge in front, exactly how I imagined it. Unbelievable, fantastic, wow. Right, he sees this bridge, but there's one problem. It's guarded, it's heavily guarded, it's right next to the king's palace, it's heavily guarded. And there's soldiers walking back and forth, so don't let anyone come anywhere close to it. What does he do? He goes there, he goes back to his hotel, and he comes back the next day, the same soldiers there again. He goes back home, the next day he walks around, aimlessly, can't get anywhere close, the soldiers there protecting it. Anyway, one of the soldiers there, who's standing guard day after day after day, sees this fellow and says, "What are you doing?" Every day I see him coming back, early tonight, walking around, back to the school, back to their knees, and come back and say, "What's going on?" But I'm embarrassed to tell you, but I had a dream. And I had a dream that underneath this bridge is a treasure, and, I don't want to go back empty-handed. You say you're still laughing, a dream? You crazy? I had a dream, there's a fellow called Itcher who lives in Krakow, and he's got underneath in his kitchen there's a fireplace, and underneath the fireplace there's a treasure there. I'm going to go all the way to Krakow to see this Itcher the Jew. Go on, dream's a dream, forget about it. And he realized that the Itcher is talking about is himself. He goes back home, quickly goes back home, he digs up his fireplace, and there behind the fireplace is a load of money, and he builds a shul. True story. It's called Itcher Shtiebel. A true story. True story. Yeah, it's noted. It's a fable to say the true story. What's involved behind the story? People go to Rezum. People go to Musa Shmur. Yeah? Oh! I'm going to hear the magic key to doing tshuva. The answer is, you're going to go all the way to Krakow, to Prague, you're going to hear that the key is to Kori Velecha Dov Mo'id. The key is within you. You are the one who can do tshuva. The Rebbe is not going to help you do tshuva, and it's not going to be going to the Kaisal, even to Umar. It's going to be to Kori Velecha Dov Mo'id. Go back home and do tshuva. That is the message. That is tshuva. If a person doesn't rely on anyone else, and he realizes I'm the only one who can do it, there's a whole gemara about this man who did tshuva, became Baal Tshuva. You all know that famous story. This is a koyach of tshuva, knowing that you are the one who's responsible for yourself. You can deal with it and deal with it. That is tshuva. Okay, let's move on. Tefillah, I saw a beautiful piece from Matthew Solomon, lying of them. Remember, he actually said he should move over and gate it. I think of the same shmooze. I certainly remember what he said. It's brought down in his day from Matthew. Beautiful piece. I need a very, very beautiful piece. He said that there's a famous medrash on Tehillim Kufay Fosbuches. It's a Tehillim of Philonikiyati. And the Fosbuch says over there, it's an unbelievable piece. The Pasuk is from Kufay, the Pasuk is Yitkes, Tomo El Tfilat Ha'arer, which means you're not to be turned away to the prayer of those devastated, but Biza Es Tfilat, and you'll not be despised by the Tfilat, by the prayer. Okay? On that, the Medrash, the Yalkut Shmueli brings down, Amr B'Yitzchok, klatet zayrus amru. This is referring to the generations later. She'enahem le'koyin v'navi. They have no koyin, have no navi. Le'beit mikdash, no beit mikdash. She'chate. There should be a kapara for them. Elo hatfila nishtayra v'hem. All they have is tefila. She'en nisbalin oitzav rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim. Adavin rosh hashanah v'yom kippur. And then that we say is Hashem says al tivado oitzav v'hem. I will not be defined by the tefillah. It's talking about the tefillah of Shani Nimkin. Okay? So this whole tefillah is referring to the tefillah of Shani Nimkin. After the Matis Yol, what about the tefillah that you have in the rest of the year? Why? Don't be despised by the tefillah of Shani Nimkin. What about the rest of the year? What about the three tefillahs you have in every single day? What about those? Yeah? What about those? Number one. Number two, he asks, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, let's look at the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What is standing in front of us? Life and death. Hanasa or not Hanasa. All these different things. Unbelievable. Therefore, what would be the most sensible Tefillah to say in Rosh Hashanah? Normal Shemona Esrei. Atoch Chayinu Adam Das. Rafeinu. Borech Aleinu. Yishlai Mirchai if you have studied, right? All these different things. Hashiva Shechteinu. What do we say? Malayich HaKoyon Kulit HaKoydeacho. Malayich Shem be the King, Shem be the King. If everything is standing in front of us, and that is actually the time of Tefillah, where it's so nishma, talk about making Shemona Esrei a proper good Shemona Esrei once a year. What's this whole thing? What's all this about? What are we doing this for? So he brings down beautiful peace from the Nefesh HaChaim. And Nefesh HaChaim brings down that the inyan of Tefillah the entire year should klal kavanot, and read it out in Shar Beis Perek Gedalot. The main ikka of tefillah should call out kavanosehu lechaven raklo hoisif koyach kedusha. The only kavana is between moisif kedusha in the world. Shekmoisha ha'ish ma'anshe ha'chayil mashach kolin yonah v'tzorchei atzmo v'neged. A good soldier throws away all his own personal pleasures. For moisif nafshe beretzoinoi, and he's moisif nefesh. He commits himself and gives himself over totally. Rak al kovel the melech, only for the kovel of the melech. She's gadol hakesim melucha shal oisim medina, that the melech, that the melucha shall get a kovel in that medina. V'tinasim al chusay kein loyim oid la odom li hayosho losim kol kavanosoy v'toya machshavatsoy v'tfilosoy rak lo hoisim teis koyach v'olomos ha'kdoshim v'oir v'koyloi hakol. In other words, the whole idea of tfilah is not about me. Tfilah is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehad kovel shemayim in the world. That is tefillah. That says Rucha. So in other words, every tefillah we do during the rest of the year is also not about me, not about the Rufa'enu, yeah? Heal me, or heal us. It's all about Kovod Shemai. If that's the case, there's very little difference between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year. It's all about Kovod Shemai. Rosh Hashanah is Moichol Kol Olam Kulo B'Chavidacho, and the rest of the year is Moichol Kol Olam Kulo B'Chavidacho, just a different way. If that's the case, why is Rosh Hashanah different to the rest of the year? And even more than that, why don't we just say, if it's all about Moichol Kol Olam Kulo B'Chavidacho, why don't we do regular year tefillah on Rosh Hashanah? It's all about the same thing anyway. So three questions. Number one, why is this Rav Shmuel Zalman talking about referring to this pasuk Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening? Number one. Number two, why don't we say if we're standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu begging him for a good year, why don't we do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Why don't we do regular tefillahs of Chol and Rosh Hashanah? Thirdly, if the whole idea of even what we do during the year is all about Malchus Shemayim, then say Malchus Shemayim as a regular weekday davening. Why change the whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and make it Malchus if anyway the Shemona Esrei is all about Malchus? Rabbi Enzi? The Malchus. It doesn't have to show over the Moshe. He said there was one very powerful minister who was in charge of a whole, in olden times they had parcels of land that were owned by a lord. Yeah? He used to own a whole parcel of land, a huge area, sometimes a village, and he was being charged that parcel of land, and he had to deal with the taxes, but he was a very, very wealthy man. And one time, there was a few seinim hanging around the village, never any money, and the father died, so he took one of his seinim under his wing. And he helped that yachtsman, and he showed him like the whole industry of building. You show them how to build, you show them how to plan a structure, you show them how to design, you show them how to create, how to build, how the finishing touches. And he really brought them into the business. And slowly, slowly, this little yachtsman grew up into a very, very successful business. And he was the paradigm of good building. Everyone knows, you need a good building, go to him. And he was a good builder. One day, when he grew older, and things are going very well, he comes back to this lord, and he says to him, "I have such a proper place for you. I am so grateful for what you've done. You literally took me from nothing to where I am today. Do me a favor. Let me pay you back. Let me build for you a palace. Let me build for you a palace. I can't afford to take all the materials, but let me put all my blood, sweat, and tears to building a palace for you. That is what I really want to do. Let me do that for you." "The minister, thank you very much. I appreciate it." "Fine, go ahead. I appreciate it." So the next few weeks, he goes along to the warehouse that the minister, that this lord has, keeps all his timber and all his stones, all his mortar and all his equipment, and he's got a whole list. He says, "I want 5 ton of stone. I want 500 trees. I want." And the minister, or the lord, is getting his workers, they're all getting very busy with it, you know, getting the mortar down here, and getting stone here, and getting trees there, and cutting down trees, giving everything he wants. He's got VIP treatment, and he walks up not paying a penny. So people are shocked, what's going on over here? Until they realize what he's doing. He says to Matthew, "This is Rosh Hashanah, and this is Rosh Hashanah the rest of the year. Rosh Hashanah saying to Rabbeinu Shleilom, do us a favor. Please, let me build you a palace. You cannot be a king. Ain melech bli malchus. You can't be a king. You need us in this world. Allow me, please, allow me to build you a palace. Allow me, v'chein elochayim melechovus b'chayim, v'chein elochayim aman kolekim chayim. Allow me to build you a palace. Allow me to be part of your workforce. Allow it, please. That is, v'loich akol o'en kule b'chmeidach. Allow me to grace your malchus." Hashem said, "Fine, I'll give you pass Rosh Hashanah. The rest of the year he comes, and he said, "Shporku, we need Refuah. Hashem, we need Panosa." And Hashem said, "Fine, give it. He's building my palace. I give him everything he needs. He needs to build my palace." That is Rosh Hashanah, and that's rest of the year. It's all on the same theme. But Rosh Hashanah is a time where we go along and say, "Rabbeinu Shleilom, we're here for you. Malaysia says, let us build a palace for you." That is the idea of Rosh Hashanah. It's all about starting off a process. Rosh Hashanah, still in Rosh Hashanah, is all about starting off a process. Allowing to be part of this process of building Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. Being part of a master plan. That is Rosh Hashanah. The rest of the year is all the details. All the Shemoneh Esrei that we got. And therefore, that is the Ikkar Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. To get the job, and then everything else is detailed. It's all about Malach Shemai. Okay? So I can't come along the first of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and say, "Lord, please give me some trees." Whoa. What do you want trees for? First, you've got to explain to me what it's all about. I want to build this. That is Rosh Hashanah. Don't talk about the cloud. Personal ideas. It's all about Malchus. I want to build a palace for you. That is the idea brought down from months ago. I think it's a very, very powerful idea. That is a concept always should contain in the Tefillah. And finally, Tzedakah. What is the concept of Tzedakah? So Tzedakah, Lechor, is a mitzvah. And like any other mitzvah. So, you know, why does work in Tzedakah? Why didn't it work maybe on building a sukkah or doing a mitzvah? What's the whole idea of Tzedakah? We discussed this briefly in the past. I want to say over again. Reb Chaim from Levitz has a beautiful, beautiful mitzvah. We discussed it in the past, but it's a very, very powerful message. It's brought down, the Pasuk says, by Iren Yedaka. The Pasuk says, "V'nosam l'chol rachmim rechamcho." After a person wipes their irin yedacha, "V'nosam l'chol rachmim rechamcho." I'll give you rachmim, I'll give you mercy, rechamcho, and I will have mercy on you. What is Peshat meant? Klal Yisrael are commanded to wipe their irin yedacha. Wipe them out. Men, women, children, animals, everything. Wipe out the city. Says the Apostle, "V'nosam l'chol rachamim v'rechamcho." I will give you rachamim, I'll give in your heart rachamim, and I will then have mercy on you. What's this all about? Explain to Arachayim HaKadosh. Says Arachayim HaKadosh, that if a person is involved in wiping out a city, he becomes an achdol. However wonderful the mitzvah he's doing, he becomes wicked, he becomes cruel. How can you take a newborn baby and slaughter a newborn baby? You know how I can? Hashem told me to. Absolutely, you're right. But the Maisa, you are no longer the same fine, delicate individual you were beforehand. You've become desensitized, become an Achlor. You become an Achlor. How can you take a woman and kill her? You become an Achlor. How can you such a thing? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're right. I'm concerned for you. On the other hand, you're doing my mitzvah, so I can't make you do a mitzvah. So Hashem, I'll give you a special bracha. The schar, after Eir Nidacha, but not from the Chor Rachamim, I will give you new Rachamim. I will take you back to levels you were before the Eir Nidacha, because otherwise you turn into an animal. You know, you see people, the famous sketch of the Black Adder, yeah, where you have the executioner looking lovingly where to shoot him. Oh, nice wide forehead, you know, looking lovingly where to execute him the next day. You know, to do it, such enjoyment, execution. Ah, I'm looking forward to such a thing. These people become mamish mushrotis. They become mushrotis. And therefore, said the apostle, but not in the Chorachim. After all that, I will give you Rachim. I will take you back to where you were beforehand. Because the Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Mitzvah, but the Maisa, you become an Achlor. Same thing we find by B'nai Smoyel, we discussed. B'nai Smoyel is brought down that because the Apostle says, V'yichal on this list of B'nai Smoyel, the Apostle is Znus of B'nai Smoyel. Why did this Znus of B'nai Smoyel? Says the Gemara, Mi Shapopach is Znus Chila, the one that starts doing Znus first, who of that, Smoyel. That is why they were involved in Znus, the children did Znus later. In other words, it's by the time of Loit, the two daughters did Znus, and then the older one did Znus first, and therefore, that is why later on, the generations later on, Moyov came and started doing Znus with Yisrael first. Ah, Shem Chaim, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, Yishroim Darki Hashem seeking Yel Tavoy, or Yishroim Yikoshabon. The Gemara seems to clearly hold in the Gemara Nodid of Gimel and Adalus that was a fantastic thing what they did. It was a shame Shemayim. So how can you say, oh, because they did Nus, that's why the children later on did Nus? It wasn't Nus, it was a mitzvah. So to Chai, of course it was a mitzvah, of course it meant a shame Shemayim. But the Maisa, deep down, it was planted the seed of Nus that later eventually showed itself in the great grandchildren, that they were people who were interested in Nus. You can get a mitzvah, but you can be so involved in the mitzvah, and it can actually be a mitzvah, but a maisa, you become different, you become an achlor. These people are working big up from us. Yeah? It could be right, but the maisa, are they the same kind of sensitive people that were beforehand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a special bracha, v'notam l'chol rachim, I'll give you rachim. That's the idea. Says the prophet, very humble. V'notam l'chol rachim, very humble. I'll give you rachim, and then I will have mercy on you. So, first of all, you've got to get rachamim, and then I will have mercy on you. Why can I have mercy on you? It's been to Aruch Chaim. Shekol zman shehaodam hu begedet tibi achzori. Along the first is naturally an achzor. K'moy kein yisnaik Hashem imoy. Hashem will be an achzor to him. She'ein Hashem merachim elo l'rachamon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does rachid rachmonus on a person who's a rachamon. And therefore, v'nosam l'chol rachamim means I will make you into a rachamon, and because you're now rachamon, then I can now make you. I can now give you rachmonus. I can now be a rachamim to you. In other words, Hashem gives him a promise to be had a situation or to feel about rachamim, and then a kodesh bocha al pidin nida keneged nida, and then give you rachamim. This is the kliyos of the doctor. And the Sefer Yisroel says, that the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu works midah k'neged midah is din, it's not rachamim. Hashem works for you the way you are. If you are bar rachamim, Hashem has to be bar rachamim to you. If you give tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give tzedakah to you. There's an embodiment of a yad kol chesim boy, you're saying something like, what's yad kol chesim boy? The yad kol chesim is what the hand is an example of doing chesed. The yad kol chesim, the way you do with your hand. The way your hand signs, the way you behave, that is how, with chesed, that is how you are going to be judged in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. In other words, chesed, v'choisim yad kol odom boy. The yad is mechiach of midas tzedakah, shows midas tzedakah. The choisim yad kol odom boy. The choisim yad, the way of the chesed miyat is signed. Your din is signed the way how much you do chesed.
Your hand.
Your hand is right, is signing your din. However you work, that's signing your din. Therefore, tzedakah is not another ma'aseh mitzvah. Tzedakah is an element of being ma'avir na midosel. It's going against your generosity. It's working with generosity, rather. It is working on a fact of giving to the other person, working with the sarachamim, working with the sachesa, kodesh bocha al pidim, and God do that to you. And this is the minute of tzedakah. So if we've been through one idea of tshuva, tshuva is the idea, don't blame anyone else, don't rely on anyone else, work on yourself. We had the idea of tefillah, that tefillah Rosh Hashanah is actually the introduction to all the other tefillahs the rest of the year, sort of getting the job. And finally, tzedakah is not just another mitzvah, tzedakah is actually making you into a different person. You are now going to have a different judgment because of what's going on. He brings a beautiful riot to this. He says, to the shop of the year, he says that there's a story, famous story, about the Bishol Santa says this. The Gemara says in Tainus of Kofema Beis, Yard Rebbe Lezer of Pnei Atei Vilei Nana. Yard Rebbe Kiva Vanana. Come on, the Tainus, Rebbe Lezer wasn't listened to, and Rebbe Kiva wasn't listened to. Yotzer Baskel, Baskel came out for Omro. Loimi Pnei Shizet Olam is there, not because one's greater than the other. Eros is there, Marvel Medoiso, but there is Marvel Medoiso. One is Marvel Medoiso, one isn't. Ask yourself, Lanta, if one is Marvel Medoiso, why are you saying, Loi, if one is Marvel Medoiso, one works in his business more than the other one, he is greater. The Gemara says, I'm not saying, I'm not going to this one more than that one, because they're greater, only because one's Marvel Medoiso. If you're working in the middle, that is greater. What did Mara say? He's overcoming his middle, he's working on his middle more. Then he is greater. How can you say the both equals that one is working more in his middle? Working in the middle is the greatest thing. So he is greater. What's left of Gemara? Rome is tenacious there, God on his head. Things are the same level. That one happens to be Marvel Medoiso. Sergio Saltananta, Chaim Shanevitz brings it out. The chat is like this. One was a Talmud of Beishamai, one was a Talmud of Beishamai. Okay? Rebbe Lezer was a Talmud of Beishamai. Beishamai were Kashiach, they were strict, they were very, very strong. Beishamai was the whole idea of Marvel Medoiso. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer, his Rebbe was Beishamai. He is a Talmud of Beishamai, the Talmud of Shamai. Therefore, he can't be Marvel Medoiso. That wasn't his Avodah. Right? That is the Messiah. That's what he should be doing. Masha Enkein, Rebbe Kiva was the Talmud of Beis Hillel, and Hillel was Marvel Medoiso. That was his Avodah. And therefore, Rebbe Lezer did nothing wrong by following Beis Shammai. In fact, that's what he should be doing. But the Meiser, when it comes to them, if you're Marvel Medoiso, my Kosh Baruch Hu has got to be Marvel Medoiso too. In other words, within the level of who's right and who's wrong, they're both just as right. But the fact that when it comes to din, the Imad HaMidoysov, Midak and Midak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Imad HaMidoysov too. Therefore the word greater is just the fact that one followed his Rebbe, and his Rebbe is Imad HaMidoysov, that Imad HaMidoysov created the reality that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be Imad HaMidoysov too. It's an unbelievable thought. And that is what they're going to be working on. Imad HaMidoysov doing Rosh Hashanah. And these are the times when we're tired, and we're edgy, and you've got people, stumbling behind you, clapping, and saying doubling loud, and extenders, and banging backwards and forwards. Yeah, and then you've got the KIs, he's not making a very good job, and the Bamus is schlepping out, and you come home, and the kids are really irritating. And Rosh Hashanah is Gavaldi, Baruch Hashem, you've had your apple and the honey, and you haven't had any chet, you haven't had any nuts with chet, all that fantastic Gavaldi stuff. But the Maisa, the Ikka Rosh Hashanah is Mahina Midoiko. The Ikka is the work of processing Mahina Midoiko to overcome the natural desire of lashing out. I want to finish off with one word, if you don't mind. There's a famous Mishnah in Gemara that of Dinim of Surya. Surya is a place outside the Hall of Eretz Yisrael that have certain Dinim of Tumas Maestros that are not mamish like the rest of them, I'm not going into this in detail. Why isn't it as common anywhere else? I, the mind of Robert Cobber, Robert was conquered in a Kim Farber control. But there it is, because he conquered it before he conquered Ed Farber control. He conquered Surya before he conquered the rest of Ed control. And therefore, ultimately, Surya does not have, therefore, the same Kedusha there to Israel. You understand? Now, if he would have conquered Eretz Israel first, fully, and then conquered Surya, then Surya would have the same level as an extended Eretz Israel. But because he conquered Surya first before he conquered Eretz Israel, therefore it doesn't have the same Kedusha, and that's what the halacha is different. Okay, that's all the matter. So, I heard a very nice voice from my Rav, when we were discussing about, he said, this is the idea of Kedusha. Truth is, some people want to be cleaved outside the soul. They first want to conquer those things that are not part of them. In other words, they want to conquer being tested away from the home, and they want to conquer, you know, doing extra fillers, you know, doing, you know, saying Perichira, or doing Nishmas by the Kodesh. These are all lovely things, all wonderful things. But unless you conquer everything, you have to conquer first, close to home. Those things you conquer do not have the same thing of conquering them. Close to home, how do you speak to your wife? How do you speak to your kids? How do you speak to your neighbours? How are you dealing with your friends, your close family? You've got to be close to those things that are close to you first, before you start being close to those things that are further outside. But otherwise, it's not for the things to come from. You should all be raised up to the Tzilat Tzvaka. You realize it's a Vina Markeinu, ultimately it's a Vina Shleidam. You should all be raised up to every Shem, the Shem of the people.